We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to end an extremely busy week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their relieved but somewhat bum star, Elena Newport, because...
it's a totally horrible week for comedy. And now we know more about Sarah Palin than we did before the election. Things like the continent of Alaska that she's from and things like that. And now we're really kicking ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have to dig into Joe Biden cuts, because I'm sure he said something somewhere that in the next 4 years you can make some profit off of. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, Teddy Roosevelt was having lunch with Abe Lincoln and Joe Biden was watching it on TV. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll be great, but, he's still got to kind of come into his own.
I think so. Although, if you saw the Obama press conference on Friday, you know that they've learned their lesson. Joe Biden was standing right next to him, and Barack never let him say a word.
Maybe that'll be the joke.
I think that's the protocol from here on out. But anyway, the Capitol Steps, of course, always like to inform your audiences. And so leading up to the election, you decided to give your voters the choice as cleanly, as clearly, and as plainly as you could.
Well, Barack was a bit of a tough target, but the press was kind of giving him a free ride, so we kind of took off on that, and then we tacked a McCain song. This is a little mini ABBA medley here for you.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the newest musical out of Washington, D.C. Please welcome the Washington, D.C. Press Corps.
We all work for the press, and our ethics are strong. Showing opinions clearly is wrong. Look at us now. Will we ever learn? We don't know how. But we started to lose control. There's a fire within my soul. Just one look at the charisma he brings. One more look and we're anointing him king. Oh, Obama Mia, here we go again. Obama Mia, now we know he'll win. My, how I long to kiss him. Yes, McCain has us yawning, while Barack has us fawning. My, we're a bunch of biased dopes. Obama Mia, he's pro-dream, pro-hope. My, with Obama we've eloped.
Yes, it's the smash hit musical, Obama Mia. But who will turn out to be the real father of our country? Will it be Obama or John McCain?
I'm standing over here. I wish the press would see me. Don't they want to know about that plumber Joe? That one's got all the cards. 'Cause he's young and good looking, and try hard though I might, I'm still uncool and white. The beginner takes it all, and I'm just standing small, and my voice sounds to some like I've swallowed helium. When he and I debate, we tend to get long-winded, 'cause half my time I spend on calling you my friends. But please give me this job. I really need the salary. I've got outstanding loans on 7 different homes. I have to win it all, 'cause president might be the only thing
Oh, Elena, so as you said before, the challenge is before you, how to make a consistent fun of Barack Obama.
That's right, and John McCain would have had trouble living in just one house. He's got the 7 homes, so he would have been more fun for sure. But, these leaders always come through for us. And how long is it going to be before Joe the Plumber is on a reality show of some sort, whether it's Survivor or Dancing with the Stars?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have a new puppy at the White House.
That was actually a question at Barack Obama's press conference, sandwiched in between questions about the economic crisis and Iran.
Really? So people were more interested in the puppy than whether their savings were safe in their bank.
I think even he was appalled that there was a question about the puppy. Elena, we've got to run. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. A reminder, you can find the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.